So today begins a series on the Torah Creativity Podcast. It's the beginning of maybe helping you to understand your particular worldview that you apply on a daily basis to your life. And I'm going to show this through applying a Christian worldview to online business. Stay tuned. Hey, welcome to Torah Creativity, a podcast with Benjamin Harding. That's me. You can find me on Instagram at bhardingmusic and on my website at benjaminharding.net. Thank you for listening. No matter who you are, if you are a human being, you are made in the image of God. You need to understand that you are valued and treasured, and I have it as my mission on this podcast to come alongside you with ideas from current thinking that are presented in an easy to understand and even practical way. I hope that this podcast encourages you and moves you. I hope that it gives you inspiration and that it challenges your life, family, work, and business. And yes, there will be tips, tools, and strategies shared. Let's get into today's episode. So if you teach in a Christian college or university, you might find this interesting. If you know someone who serves in that context, please pass this episode along. This also might be interesting for Christians in general who are trying to make sense of their faith within their work, life, and business. In fact, I think your discipline will begin to come alive again as you dive deeper into this over the next few weeks. In fact, the next few weeks, we'll take a deep dive. We will take a deep dive into each line or section of the Apostles' Creed and help to frame it up for your work. So here we go. It is a beautiful day in Pennsylvania. I'm in my backyard and I'm recording this podcast. I live in the greatest country in the world, the United States of America, where I get to do this in a safe place. Thank you to our military service men and women for making this absolutely possible. It is an absolute miracle that I get to sit here in my backyard in this incredible environment, in this sunshine, cool morning. Wow, I am a blessed man. I am so blessed, and I am so blessed to be able to bring to you some ideas that I've been thinking about related to Christian worldview, related to any worldview, really, but related specifically to Christian worldview. And I'm going to use the example of a Christian worldview to maybe unpack your own worldview in how you view the world and how you live in this world and how you act in this world, whether it's with your family, with your business, with your work, with your daily routine, whatever that might be, you have assumptions and beliefs that make up a worldview that you apply intentionally or not throughout the day, week in, week out, year in, year out. And I want to kind of take a look at your worldview through the lens of a Christian worldview. And I'm going to do that more specifically by looking at the Apostles' Creed. And today begins a series in the Torah Creativity Podcast where we're going to be looking at assumptions and beliefs that you might have, that you might be applying in your day-to-day life, that make up your existence in this world. So I think it's pretty important. I think it's pretty important that we begin to think about how we think and how we make decisions and how we go about our lives. And I'm going to use the example of a Christian worldview and more specifically the example of living one's faith out through the Apostles' Creed in every discipline of your life. Wow, this is a kind of a big task, but we're gonna give it a try today. We're gonna give it an overview today, and then get even more specific as we go on in this series in the Toward Creativity podcast. So when I was growing up, I was blessed. I was so blessed to have an amazing dad and amazing grandfather. My grandfather taught us specific things related to our Christian faith, showing us verses in the Bible that we could apply to our lives specifically. But my grandfather was a master at sort of shaping larger categories and showing us larger categories of Christian thought. And those larger categories, if I may be so bold, are a part of this incredible discipline called systematic theology. Wow, two words, systematic theology. Theology, study of God. And if you're a Christian, you love to study God. You love to study who He is and what He's done. So, theology, systematic theology. Systematic theology is theology, the study of God in the Bible, that as you look at the whole Bible, all of these beautiful categories begin to appear. And we develop a system, we develop categories in order to understand who God is and what He's done and what He's doing and what He will do in this world. So systematic theology is just looking at the whole Bible and seeing what the whole Bible has to say about God. And my grandfather would talk about omniscience of God. He would talk about the omnipresence of God, the omnipotence of God. And he would talk about Jesus in His prophet, priest, and kingly ministry. He would put these grand categories in the minds of a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, as we're weeding the garden with Him. He gave us a taste of these grand categories. And when I was little, I didn't understand that, wow, He was giving me an education in systematic theology. But I began to see the world through these grand categories. And one of the most elegant summation of Christian belief is the Apostles' Creed. If you're a Christian, you believe everything that's in the Apostles' Creed. You might believe more, but at the very least, you believe what's in the Apostles' Creed. It's a summation of Christian belief. It organizes the teachings of the Bible in a grand way, in a categorical way. And I think it's helpful when we're talking about Christian worldview, or some people talk about a biblical worldview, I think it's helpful to start with big categories. Big categories. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the Apostles' Creed, and I'm going to kind of talk about how you can apply it generally to your life, even today, as you go about your day, as you go about your life. And I'm going to use examples like education, music, and, oh man, online business making or creating online businesses. We're going to get really practical. My son said, hey, if you're going to do this, you've got to get really, really practical, because I need to understand what you're talking about. Because so far, it's a little nebulous, Dad. Get more specific. Okay, I'm going to try. But first, I'm reaching over to grab my copy of the Apostles' Creed because I want to get this right. I'm going to read it now. Okay, here we go. And, oh, before I do that, okay, you might be non-Christian, and that's okay. That's okay. If you're listening to the podcast, welcome. If you're a part of this Tour Creativity community, welcome. Welcome. These are simply the tenets that Christians believe. What are your tenets? What are your assumptions? What are your beliefs? Okay? So if you are saying, oh, you know, I am not a Christian. Okay. Well, find out what your tenets are. What are your tenets? What are they based on? What are they grounded upon? How are they structured? How are they framed? The Apostles' Creed is, oh boy, 1700 years old, and it's been tested over that time. It's been evaluated over that time. It's been thought about and analyzed over that time. It's really impressive. It's really impressive that this little statement here summates, is that a word? Summarizes, that's a better word, summarizes Christian belief over the centuries. Here we go. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So this is the Apostles' Creed. This is a summation of Christian belief as found in the Bible. Okay, it sets up the essential teaching of the Bible and of the church. Now, let's see how it directly applies to a discipline. All right, so before I do that, yeah, I'm kind of all over the place today, but I'm excited about this because I think it's going to help us. I think it's going to help us, whether or not we're Christians, to sort of take a look at our foundational beliefs and begin to apply them to our lives, or to test them, and see where we are at with our beliefs and assumptions. Before I get to apply the Apostles' Creed to your discipline or to your way of life, let me just talk about something that is out there in terms of Christian worldview and biblical worldview. It's very difficult to go about your day and apply, let's say, a specific verse to a situation that is happening in your life. Okay? It's good, though, to do that. But it's almost impossible to apply a specific verse of Scripture to your life without the framework of, let's say, the Apostles' Creed, or let's say, systematic theology. It is better to handle this world in terms of discipline and living your life. It's better to look at the world through the whole of what Scripture teaches, and then begin to bring in verses that speak to your particular situation or what you're going through or your specific discipline. So we go from sort of what the whole of Scripture teaches to specific things that maybe a book of the Bible teaches. And this is called biblical theology, right? Whatever book of the Bible has to say about a particular subject within the discipline of theology, that's called biblical theology. I think it's helpful for Christians to start with systematic theology and look through life in the grand story of God, and then begin to apply specific verses to your own situation. Does this make sense? If it does, give me an awesome thumbs up, or a review in the podcast. Let me know that you're picking up what I'm putting down here, okay? Let me know if it makes sense. Let me know if you hate it. I mean it. I invite harsh criticism on this podcast. Okay, so how do we apply it? Well, let me first jump into our worship service at Riverstone Church. So I direct the worship ministry at a church called Riverstone Church in Yardley, Pennsylvania. And at this specific church, we look at our worship service through the lens of the grand story of God. We look at creation, we look at redemption, we look at God coming again around telling the story of God and doing the story of God when we participate in the Lord's Supper or in baptism. We are telling and demonstrating the story of God. And so I got to thinking, okay, if we are attempting to retell the story of God in a worship service, how much more, maybe not more, but how much, it is vital for a Christian, at least, to begin to apply the grand story of God to your everyday life. To see your story wrapped up in the grand story of God. So, let's look at the Apostles' Creed. Generally, again, we're going to get more specific as the episodes go by here in this series, but let's take a look at the field of education, all right? You are exploring God's world in education. You know, we, in the public sphere at least, there is issue with origin, right? There's issue with the origin of the universe, and there's an issue with the origin of mankind. For Christians, we see God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. He created all things. And not only that, as we go into Scripture, we know that He sustains everything by the word of His power. And so here we are. Here we are in this world. And we get to explore this incredible world that He has made and that He sustains. We also realize that the people that are in front of you as an educator are made in the image of God. They are made in the image of God. They are image bearers. They have gifts. They have potential. They have excitement. They have incredible capacity for learning because God has made them. Okay, so that's just a general application. How about music? In my discipline, in my particular discipline of music. Well, for me, I can have my hope and life grounded in Christ's love for me. And I can work hard and explore this discipline of music in His love for me. In His love for me, as it is expressed in the Apostles' Creed. So let me just take an example that might be disparate for you, okay, as it relates to the Apostles' Creed. Let's talk about online business and creating an online business that's sustainable for you and your family. Whoa, how does the Apostles' Creed or a Christian worldview apply to online business and creating an online business? Well, we know that God sustains all things because He made all things. And so in confidence, we can look at best practices within the online business world and analyze and dream and build businesses that are online because God sustains this world. And within that creation of the world and within the aspect that God is sustaining all things, we can take a look at this world with a lot of confidence to say, hey, there are principles within this world. There are principles that are inherent within this ordered world that we can begin to explore and apply to our business. And so we can have confidence in looking at best practices and in discovering things and talking about things and thinking through aspects of your business within the framework of the idea that God has made all things. Now, in terms of ethics, He's going to come to judge the living and the dead. And so we need to make sure that our ethics and our standards within our businesses align with the ethics and moral principles that are a part of a Christian worldview. And so there are many different kinds of ways that you can apply the Apostles' Creed or general systematic categories to your world. And we're going to look at that in a little bit more detail as this series progresses throughout the coming weeks. Thank you so much for listening to Toward Creativity. I really hope that this episode helps and encourages. And if you are interested in more content, please visit my website, benjaminharding.net, or on my Instagram at bhardingmusic. And let's be in touch. Feel free to ask questions on either my website or on my social media pages. I look forward to hearing from you. And thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon.